Hi, welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again with another one.
Yes, we are, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ooh. We are here once again filming in the morning. Mm-hmm. So this is another morning film episode. I don't mind filming in the morning, actually.
Me neither. I wake up, start my day.
Wake my day.
And then we're here.
Oh, also, if you have not noticed, Shy has no more hair.
I mean, I feel like we knew it was coming. I've been talking about it for a while. I've been like randomly doing random shit with my hair consistently since I cut it a while ago. And from that point forward, I was just like, I have no attachment to my long hair anymore because it's gone.
Which is
by force.
If y'all knew how attached this girl used to be to her long hair.
Because my hair was long. So it's just like, you know, now I feel like when you have curly hair, as much as a bob ate on me, it did not work. It really damaged
my hair. I hated it. I hated the bang. No. When the truth is revealed. No.
What?
I hated the bangs.
You hated the bangs with the bob.
No, because I loved the bob, but I just hated the bangs with the bob because most of the time you weren't doing anything with it. Oh, Dora. I was like, what? No. I hated the bangs because you just didn't know what
the
to do.
The bangs were where I was at my last straw with it. And that's why I was like, I'm going to get a pixie.
The bangs were cute, though, when you had it, like, fully pressed out at the show. But then as soon as it started sweating up, it was like, it's over.
It was just like, nah, it's over. Yeah, it looked like Edna with them glasses on.
It was, like, so poofy on the inside of her hair.
But I wouldn't recommend, if you have curly hair, I would not recommend a bob because that's where it kind of all went downhill, even though it ate. But, yeah, I was just like, you know, I'm tired of it.
I'm actually loving it. I'm loving the short hair.
And you were the main one, like, don't. She always tells me, don't do it. Thank you. She always tells me, don't do it. When I wanted to dye my hair blonde, she was, I mean. When I went to dye my hair black, you were like, don't do it. When I went to cut my hair in a bob, don't do it. And every time, it always eats, baby.
But no, it's because I do love her natural hair color, and I like the, like, sandy-ish, brownish blonde. Probably because that's just how I met you, was with that hair color. So I always thought, like, that hair color was so cute. But this actually is super cute. I was very scared. Somebody literally on my live today was like, well, everybody was asking me, what do you think of Shy's new hair? What do you think of Shy's new hair? I was like, I haven't seen her in person yet. I don't know. Yeah. But I was like, she looks like Nicole Murphy to me. And then somebody was like, somebody commented and said, you need to tell your friend to quit doing stuff with her hair. And I said, well, now she doesn't have anything to do.
I have nothing left to do. I'm looking at YouTube tutorials about a pixie. Like, I still haven't even bought any, like, products yet. So I'm just like,
I think you should keep this for a long time. I'm not going to lie. It's really cute.
I think I'm going to do it for the winter time. And I'm going to keep on getting it cut. And then, like, I feel like I need to get it cut again because it is a little thick. But, like, I do want to play with it for a while. And then I'm going to really be on, like, my healthy tip hair journey. But, like, and then I'm really not going to mess with it. I'm going to let my black grow. I'm going to, like, really just chill. But, yeah, you know, I mean, my mom, have fun. Yeah, my mom literally called me and was like, are you okay? She was just like, is anything wrong? Are you depressed? And I'm like, I don't know why people think I'm going through something. I just have no attachment to my hair anymore. I was like, I'm fine.
You're just like having fun.
Yeah, I'm having fun. I'm living life, you know? I posted it and people were like,
the bangs cutting on live was a little, I mean, the bangs cutting on the story was a little concerning though.
Was it?
When you were like cutting hair and people were like, check on your friend. I'm like, bro, you know, Rhythm did that same thing. She had like cut her bangs and like called me and they were all fucked up. And I was like, oh my God, what?
Bangs will also not make it better.
Bangs will not, whoever needs to hear this, bangs will not make it better. Do not cut bangs trying to fix some shit because you're really just going to be mad as hell in the end.
Literally.
But I mean, I definitely think you should have this shortcut for a while and take your time being ready to grow your hair back because I will be honest, growing your hair back is a very annoying process. Yeah. So be cute for as long as possible with the short hair and then be prepared to go through those ugly stages because I had short hair just like this. I had a pixie cut.
I need to see it. I haven't seen a picture of you with a pixie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, hold on. Let me just try to find one, y'all, real quick for her. Because I don't know.
Was it like this or was it like
a
straight one?
No.
Because I had it like when he first did it, he did a really good cut, but when he first did it, like it was flat iron and it was like a bang. And I was kind of giving JB
I didn't like the bang that was like down too much.
Yeah. You know? So I'm just like, I don't know. I think that like a little part and a twirl it up, twirl it around is cute.
Here's the quickest picture I can find. Don't look at that.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, it was like, I was actually bald. So I look like crazy as fucking that.
See, and you see what I mean? It's really laying flat on your head. I feel like that's what I need.
No, it's laying flat on your head. I just think you're not used to it. Look at this picture.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Like, I literally had, it was the exact same thing, side part and all. Like, the exact same
twins.
Haircut. Right. But no, it's because I had cut off all my hair because it was blonde and I was like, I want to grow it back, blah, blah, blah.
Just damage.
Same thing, pretty much. And, That's the only thing I'll say. That's why I was wearing wigs during those years, was because the growing out phase was so, like, I couldn't do, you can't do nothing with hair this long.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just like this freaking little mess, but.
I'm Auntie Shirley right now.
It's cute. I love this hair. It's very cute. I did not think I was going to like it. I was like, oh my God, she needs to stop, but I love it.
You have a face that can pull off anything.
Fact. It actually is showing off your, like, jaw structure. I mean, what is this called? Cheekbone? Cheek muscle more. It's giving, like, grown model.
Wow, thank you. It's giving grown
model. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Oh, wait, speaking of hair, why did I almost get canceled today on live, too?
For what? Hair?
Yes, for a freaking hair.
You talking about Jada Pinkett alopecia?
No.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Does she have alopecia? Oh,
yeah,
my God,
that's
Jada.
That's why Chris wouldn't go slap. Oh. I mean, Will wouldn't go slap Chris.
See, I don't be knowing everything. But, no, so I was on live, and I was talking about, like, because they were like, what is that, a sew-in, tape-ins, is that a wig, da-da-da. And I was like, no, it's a sew-in. And I was like, I feel like nobody wears wigs anymore. I feel like everybody's kind of going more of, like, a natural route, like natural hair color, shorter nails, shorter eyelashes.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants the BBLs anymore, like, whatever. And I had said, I was like, I just feel like, you know, it was so like 2017, 18 to like wear all the colored wigs and like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, now I think that's kind of tacky and I think it's kind of ghetto. So then everybody's like, ghetto.
Ghetto.
What do you mean by ghetto? Define ghetto, blah, blah, blah. All this
shit. Exactly what the hell I
mean.
I'm
like, bro, like, oh my God. So I'm just waiting for that's probably going to get clipped and posted somewhere. So if y'all see me getting canceled in the next couple of days, I said what I said. But also, and then they were like, somebody was like, didn't you just wear a ghetto ass red wig? Which,
Pop
yes,
that.
And it
Pop
was
that.
Ghetto, right? And it was ghetto, but keep in mind, that's not what I wanted to freaking wear. That was a last minute wig. Yeah. The girl who was supposed to make my other wig, like, whatever. But also, I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing wigs. I just think, like, if you're gonna wear a wig, like, have it be like a natural color.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like the lime greens and shit.
Yeah, no, I think it could, I think it's cute depending on, like, I had seen, like, but it was old. It was from, like, 2018. Right.
But also, depending on your style.
That's
though.
What I said. It depends on your style. I feel like you could rock whatever as long as your style matches.
If you're, like,
it, you
an
know
artsy
saying?
Girl, then
artsy,
yeah,
artsy,
I think that's
whatever you
cute.
Want, yeah.
But I just think,
but
like,
I know exactly what you mean, and they know exactly what you mean too.
They
and
know
picking
exactly
it apart.
And then they tried to make it a black woman thing, and like, y'all, I just want to be clear, there's a lot of people who wear wigs that aren't black, and when I'm saying this, I'm not honing in on one group. I think that when y'all glue the baby hairs down to here and wear the neon wigs, like, yeah, I think it's ghetto. I'm not talking about one specific race, and especially if you are fairer skinned, I think it looks a little bit even
like
more.
Like Baps?
Yeah. It just gives like Hot Cheeto Girl, which I don't like. But whatever, shit, that's my damn opinion. So anyways, yeah, I almost got canceled this morning for that. Probably will be for the next couple days, so.
No, don't even, you know.
Stand by. But anywho, let's get into.
We didn't even talk about our week.
Our week.
Oh.
Yeah, let's get into our week, because we just.
Rambling.
That was a tangent. Our week. Before we continue the episode, I just want to take a second to talk about Nutrafol, because fall is upon us. We can let our hair down again after a hot summer. If you've noticed your hair is shedding more than usual, it could have something to do with the tight braids or ponytails you're wearing over the last few months, or all of the sun your hair was exposed to. This fall is the perfect time to add Nutrafol into your daily routine and improve your hair health.
Nutrafol is number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, trusted by over 1 million people. See thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so no one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout the different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. Physician formulated with 100% drug-free ingredients. Get results you can run your fingers through. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Behind the Likes. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Behind the Likes. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Behind the Likes.
I ain't do shit.
I got my hair cut.
Oh, yeah.
The day that I got my hair cut. So I was I had talked to you that day or the day before or whatever, and I knew that you had went out and you were hungover. So I was like, I want to, you know how when a man get his hair cut, he want to run random errands. That's exactly what I was doing.
Right.
I was doing random shit. I was looking for something to do. So Lindsay was already out. And why? So I'm already kind of a little self-conscious about my hair. They're upstairs at the audition, like just at a little dinner or whatever. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to meet y'all. I'm going to get dressed, go meet with y'all. So I'm waiting by the elevator part, and they had this like little white girl. Mind you, when I have heels on, I'm like 6'4". I'm not even exaggerating. Mm-hmm. That is white girl. She looked about like 4'11", 5 feet tall. She looked like a goddamn leprechaun walking around. So I'm just standing there, and I see she looked like she in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood because I'm waiting. They're saying that I can't go up. I'm like, I'm one person. Like, be fucking for real right now. Right. So she's walking with determination, and I'm just like, well, unless she say excuse me, I'm gonna stay where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And she didn't. So she's walking right about to bulldoze into me. So I'm looking at her. She's looking at me.
The short girl.
Uh-huh. So I'm like, just staring, and she's like, are you gonna move?
Oh.
I said, are you gonna say excuse me? Mind you, I'm looking.
She said, are you gonna move?
And so I'm like, is it the fucking haircut? Is this playing with me right now? Like, I don't know what it is. Because mind you, the first day.
Right.
So I'm like, are you going to say excuse me? And I was proud of that comeback because, you know, in awkward situations like that, I'd be like, what?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good one. Quick on your feet.
I was like, are you? And so she was just like, this is a walkway for people to walk through. I was like, actually.
She was not playing with me.
And I felt so offended. You are 5 feet tall, you raggedy little
bitch. She was about to kick you in that long ass knee.
To literally be like, pop, pop, uppercut. And then I was like, so I'm just like. And I was like, no, actually, it's not. It's a place for people to say, excuse me if I'm in the middle. So literally, she was just like, no, you move. You ghetto. I was like.
She did not say
she ghetto. She called me a ghetto. In my head, I was like, did she eat that up? I don't know.
No.
But literally, that's what made me think
about
it.
What race was she?
I said she was white.
She was white.
And I literally, I'm waiting.
I'm not going to lie, Shy, you should have whipped
listen
her
to
ass.
Listen to this. I'm meeting all of my white friend, my white homegirls up there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I look at her. I'm like, I still want to go. And I look at her and I said, girl, I will beat your little ass up. And then her boyfriend comes. He's like, no, I'm sorry. I was like, you better get her little ass.
Oh, I'm not even going to lie. You shouldn't even warned her with that one. I would have smacked her.
I looked at her so calmly. I was like, I will beat you the up.
What did she say?
She was like, well, I was just
so
like,
she was going off at the mouth even after.
She was just like, well, she was like, okay, well, you in the walkway. You're in the walkway.
Drogas? I'm so confused.
She was
literally.
Was
this nighttime or daytime?
This was nighttime. She was literally 5 feet tall.
I am flabbergasted right
now. She called me. This reminds me of that time when I don't know why I was getting to white people randomly when I'm out. Like, this reminds me of that one time when I had on these Chanel slides. I told you this story, remember? I had on these Chanel shoes, and me and this white girl got into an argument, and she, what? While I'm walking away, she said, "That's why your Chanel shoes look like Skechers." And I was,
sorry, that's kind of funny.
I looked back and I was like,
"I told you about when I had to beat the two white girls up in the bathroom."
When,
bro, I've told you that story.
When
we weren't talking at that time, I never told you that story.
No,
bro. Okay, so I went out of town, bro. This was in freaking, I forgot where this was. This was when Draymond Green had his wedding, and I had went with this boy, whatever, blah blah blah. I didn't go to the wedding, but I had went to the city that they were having the wedding, and like we had like went out the night before, and we had like went to this strip club, and I had went to the bathroom. Keep in mind, it's a bathroom with like one stall, so you know how like when people like rush into the bathroom and like you're just like be in the stall with random ass people. So like I had like went into the bathroom. Blah, blah, blah. I'm in the stall. Keep in mind, I'm drunk as hell. Everybody's drunk as hell. And we're like in the stall, and then they realize they don't know me. They're like, can you get the F out? And I was like, well, actually, matter of fact, now I'm staying. Because who are you talking
to? Coke and peace.
Right. No, literally. And I was like, well, now I'm staying because you just talked to me crazy. I said, so you can hurry up and go pee. And she's like, we don't even know you. I said, I don't care. We all get the same part. So you can go, or that's just like going to be what it is. Basically, like that was like the conversation.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but that was like along the lines. And then the girl says something, 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 bitch. The girl sitting on the toilet, she's pissing on the toilet. She says something, 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 bitch.
You calling me a
vulnerable
bitch?
State. And when I tell you, I tagged that bitch. So anyways, I said, call me one more bitch. She said it again. And I started beating her ass while she was pants down, pissing on the toilet. Her friend was sitting right here. I'm beating her ass. The big girl gets up to try to help her friend. I start beating up the fat girl. I broke her nose. Because it was blood pouring down her face. And I walk out of the stall. There's somebody standing there like, what's going on? I take my Chanel purse off. I said, hold this. And then
go back?
The girls start walking out. they're coming out of the stall now. The girl done got her pants up and stuff. So she's obviously like trying to, now she wants to be masked because I just fired on her while she's sitting on the toilet.
She's like, nah, I'm ready.
And she's like, boop, she fires on me and she snatches up my hair. Keep in mind, I have a weave and so it doesn't hurt. And I'm kind of like, this girl got me by my hair and I'm like, hold on, I got to start uppercutting this hoe. And she's like, oh my God, stop. The fat girl sitting on the floor with blood pouring down her face. She's like, oh my God, blah, blah, all this. And then one of the strippers had went out and like got the guy I was with and was like, she's fighting in the bathroom. The girl's still standing there with my bag like this, like watching the whole thing unfold. And I'm like, thank you. And I leave. And I was so drunk. I was like talking about it all night. I'm telling him like, no, I just fought two girls in a bathroom. I just broke this girl's nose, blah, blah, blah.
And nothing happened. So you left the strip club?
Oh, we got up out of there hella quick.
But see, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you were at a strip club where it's low key acceptable to fight. I'm at this nice fancy ass place, and I'm like, I'm right here. There's a lot of people around me. I just look at her and I'm like, I'm peeping out the
scene. You should have fired on her for that.
I should have.
If you were
drunk,
you probably would have. Honestly,
When I'm drunk, I'm probably more reckless. But when I'm drunk, she probably could have beat me up. I could have.
Because she was 5 feet. Was 5 feet.
It don't matter. When I'm drunk,
you are tall.
No, when I'm drunk, I do not want to fight. Nobody.
You're like,
I'd be like, please, let's just get out of here. I don't want to fight.
See, me, I think that I'm Mike Tyson. I think I could do anything.
No, I don't. I'm like, no, I'm not. But in that moment, I should have. But I just was like, I don't feel like dealing with all of this. I'm like, girl, I will beat you. Like, say one more. And she was just like, well, it's a walkway. I was like, bitch, please.
Okay, but saying ghetto.
Ghetto is crazy.
For no reason, and you're not even doing anything.
And I was like, is it? And then I had
what?
Big hoops in. Cause you know,
is that why she called you hoop? Is that why she called you ghetto? Damn, not the hoops done did it. Damn, that is crazy.
Because you know, when you have a short haircut, you got to have
stereotype. She's stereotyping. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was it. That was basically like, you know, a thing.
Well, I forgot, actually, in my week, I did get some packages stolen. I announced it. Everybody pretty much seen it. I had printed out the pictures, posted them up everywhere. And then, y'all, tell me why yesterday I went to go get my nails done and somebody went through my car. I had left my car unlocked and they had, like, put the seat back down in the back and, like, ran through the trunk. And I'm like, dang, what is going on in L.A. right now? Like, L.A., they are just like, you know, I know it's the holidays, but they are running through our stuff. So be careful.
It's like real grimy around the holidays.
Yeah, you know, people do get hungry around the holidays, y'all. So make sure you lock them doors. They running in. But
I have something else that happened. Remember a few episodes ago, I went and got blood work done?
Yes.
It came back bad.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, don't freaking, that's not funny.
No, what so I had another, she said it wasn't like black and white. So she wanted to talk to me about a few things. So I had like another, like, I guess like a consultation.
For what?
So my cholesterol is high. Yes. So
you need to eat some Cheerios.
Why is everybody?
Is it Cheerios for high cholesterol? Because they push that so much.
They push that shit.
Cholesterol.
So literally. So listen up.
You are old as hell,
bro. No, and this is the thing about it. I know, auntie. But this is the thing about it. So she called me in and she wanted to like go over all this stuff. And so she was just like, honestly, I want to see if it is, you know, hereditary or we can fix your diet. But she was just like, how high it is, I would put you on medication right now.
What?
That scared me. When she said I would put you on medication, I was like, I got to change my life.
Wait, so they were saying, what are the symptoms?
So the thing about cholesterol is, like, she said at a normal rate of cholesterol for my age, for blah, blah, this and that, it should be around 100 to 120. Mm-hmm. And guess what mine was?
What?
190. Isn't that insane?
190. Can you die from this?
I don't know. I think you can regulate it with medication. I've done it a little bit. And I said I was going to start Monday.
Is it scaring you?
No, it wasn't scaring me. I just feel like...
I'm just confused because I feel like you don't eat that bad.
I don't eat that bad. And she was just like, what are you eating? And I would tell her, you know, I eat fried chicken all the time. That is one thing I will say. I do eat that a lot.
Do you?
And I eat cookies every day.
Oh, she does eat cookies every day, y'all. She has a real sickness.
I do have a real sickness. And the sweets. And she was just like, you need to like stop eating out as much. She was like, you need to regulate, you know, whatever. Like, you're drinking a little bit more. She was like, more.
Drinking affects it.
She was just telling me I need to make a lot of lifestyle changes.
I feel like you don't drink as much anymore, though.
I don't. I really don't. And you know what I was also looking at?
We used to drink a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I haven't gotten like drunk in a while because I've been moderating how much I drink and like, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been drunk in a while.
Right.
But
what in the world? Remember I told you I dated that guy and he said he had high cholesterol and he like don't eat like red meat at all?
Yeah, I need to really like sit down and look at it and be like, all right, this is what I need to do. This is how I want to do it.
This is crazy.
So yeah, and I made a story and I was just like, this is a prime example of looking healthy and not being as healthy as you can be, you know?
Right. Dang. Okay, so, no, I honestly do need to eat healthier too. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I kind of been, I don't know. I just, well, I haven't been doing that bad, but I need to just start cooking at home more. Cooking at home more just will help a lot of things anyways.
Yeah, and it's just like, I feel like I haven't been in the mood to cook at home. I'd like to like go out, get a little, you know.
A little meal.
A little meal and, you know, just call it a vibe.
Yeah.
But well, that's been my week.
Okay. High cholesterol, cut your hair. Damn, you've had
got caught ghetto.
By a 5-foot leprechaun is crazy. A 5-foot white leprechaun is wild. But what was I going to say? All right. Well, let's get into the... Are we going to do watched or read since that's part of our week?
We always do.
Okay, come on, let's go.
I watched, so I was thinking about starting a little book club because I really have been reading. Like, I haven't been into TVs that much, so I've really been like reading like multiple books a week. The one that was suggested to me by somebody in my DMs, it was called Rock, Paper, Scissors by Alice Feeney. And I really wasn't that much of a fan of it, and I'm going to be... When I say this, it was a good book and it had a lot of twists and turns. But you know what? I'm kind of missing the sex scenes in books. Recommend those.
Oh, so you want a freaky book. She wants something freaky, y'all, to get her little rocks
freaky
off.
And thriller.
I'm crying. Okay, that's very auntie-ish of you. This haircut is bringing out a lot. High cholesterol and auntie books already, y'all.
No, so I'm just kidding. You know what I miss? When you know when everybody was reading those like those nasty books, like the Zane books in like middle school and high, I wasn't like that.
I was not watching. I was not reading. Yeah. I was not.
You seem like you were.
You know I was not fast like you. Please get real quick, okay?
But yeah, I liked it. It was a lot of twists and turns, but like, I mean, I don't know. I just want something a little bit more thriller, a little bit more raunchy.
She wants sex scenes, y'all. 50 Shades of Greyer.
No, not even. What if you watched or read?
I've been watching Cross, the show on Amazon Prime, and it actually is hella good. Like, I got way more into it. It's a good show. If you're going to watch a show, you should definitely watch Cross. Mm-hmm. And then Red, I've been reading my TikTok feed, my Twitter feed, Instagram feed, and that's pretty much about it. And, you know, just doing my Spanish. I've still been doing my Spanish or whatever. So that's cool. Oh my God, I had a conversation with the Uber driver in Spanish, but he was mostly speaking to me and I was just understanding him.
Oh, that's good.
And I was like, okay, it's coming along. Like I can understand when somebody pretty much is speaking to me if they're, you know, being mindful that I'm still learning, whatever. Mm. But, social media question of the week. And I'm sure you've already thought of your answer. So I'll ask you first, what's the weirdest thing that gets you angry?
When people tell me to do something right before I'm about to do it. Like, it could be something as simple as, like, this is here, and I'm about to, like, go and take it to the trash can. Somebody's like, take that to the trash can for me.
You're like, I
was just about to! Like, it really instills a different type of anger in me that I can't even explain sometimes. And I know people continuously do that a lot, and not even meaning to do it, but it's just, like, to me, it gives, like, parent or... Or
like somebody trying to oversee you.
Oversee me or micromanage me. Mm-hmm. Mind your fucking business. I'm about to do it.
Well, for me, what's the weirdest thing that gets me angry? I would say I mean, I don't know, a lot of things get me angry, but I would say it's kind of more of a pet peeve than gets me angry. But you know, I hate when people eat in the bed. That kind of does grind my gears quite a bit. Like, I judge, it irritates me. Mm-hmm. Or if people throw food in the trash and don't put it in a plastic bag first and they just dump the food in the trash instead of, like, putting it in a bag, tying it up. I don't want food in the trash. Or, like, leave food out all on the counter. I don't know.
Look at you trifling.
Yeah.
Disgusting. My mom used to make us do that. We used to have to put, like, all of our, like, in a little bag before. I'm like, it's trash.
I know. I just don't like the dumping of the food in the trash. I feel like it stinks quicker. It brings bugs. Like,
that's so funny because every time I go to your house, trash be full.
Trash do be full. And you know what's crazy? Remember when I was like, where'd you get your trash bin? Because I feel like your trash bin is like bigger than mine. It holds way more.
I just be pushing shit down.
See, I feel like I have to take out my trash every 2 days. It's me like too, it gets full so quick. I think I need a bigger trash bin, y'all.
I got mine from Target or Walmart.
Really? Yeah, I'm gonna need that link because I love her trash bin. I feel like it holds so much. Even on freaking Friendsgiving, I realized that. I was like, I need to get this trash can. My shit is not big enough for, I guess, the amount of trash I'm producing. But we're going to play a little game for you guys today. And it's called What's the First Word That Comes Into Your Mind Game. So we both wrote down words for each other.
And this was her idea. So I was I called her and I was like, so what words are we like, what are we writing, what is this like supposed to be?
Okay, I didn't want to do people because I feel like that would get too messy. You did people? Yeah. Well, okay, I did do actually a person. But I watched another person's freaking like podcast. They did it with all names. Mm-hmm. And then it was, I forgot his name. I think it was Charleston White doing it. You know, he's just hella unfiltered.
He's so unfiltered.
And I'm like, if I really tell y'all what I think about these damn people, yeah, I would get into a lot of trouble. So
yeah,
we're going to just do words. So, you know, do you have your words ready or do you want me to start?
You can do it, but I have mine here too.
Okay. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7.
Okay, I have like 7 too.
Okay, cool. First word, money.
That was mine!
No way!
Right there!
Okay, don't show me. That's crazy. Okay, money. First. Bro!
Wait, I should have did you first.
Okay, well, let me restart. Okay, you do me first. Because, and let's not do money since we both throw that down.
Okay.
Okay, go.
First word, orange.
Trump.
I was thinking you're gonna say Orion.
Nah, no.
Mm-mm. Okay, second word. NFL.
I say boo. In my head, boo.
Boo.
Whatever.
Okay. Third word. Kiki Palmer.
Auntie. Love you, Kiki.
Fourth word. Butt plug.
Anal.
Fifth word. Africa.
Man, I don't know why I just thought that.
Sixth word, Ice Spice.
Shit. Go. Is there more?
And the other one, Caucasian.
White. I don't know. Yeah. That's the first word. Okay, mine. All right, intelligent.
Me.
Ho.
You.
I knew you were going to say that. All right. Pirate.
R.
Beautiful.
Cynthia.
Aw. Finally something that's not her. No. Trifling.
I can't say this one.
Say it. say it.
No, I really can't.
Just say it.
I don't know
what. Okay, we're going to blank that out. That was crazy as hell.
Because we were talking about food being left
out. Oh, shush. Enough. Enough. No, no, no. Okay. I'm crying. That's actually hilarious. Trump.
Bigot.
And money. That's it.
Stripper. Okay. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to mind. A
period.
Stripper.
High five. That was a fun game.
That was fun.
We should really play this with people. That would be messy.
Yeah, that would
messy
be messy.
Tea.
And only names.
Right. Only names would be too messy.
Isn't it funny that I put Kiki Palmer?
That why would you even think of Kiki? It's Kiki Palmer, baby. What is Love Kiki Palmer down, but yeah, that was the first thing.
I felt
thing
like I when I got my, why I put her, because when I felt like I got my haircut, I felt like my personality just shifted to her real quick.
Oh my God, I'm crying. You got real serious
Kiki,
real quick.
Baby.
But so let's get into these dang topics, because it actually has been, it's been a lot going on this week, but it's just been so much serious stuff going on.
So we wanted to mix it with a little humor before.
Yeah, so go ahead and kick off them tops.
So it says the topic is Jay-Z accused of raping 13-year-old girl in 2000 along with Diddy, and it said a bystander was watching, preferably a female.
What?
So what do you feel about that?
Okay, so this is actually crazy, because I don't know if y'all know who Sloane Bella is, the psychic who be like literally predicting anything. She had literally predicted this hella long ago and was like, yeah, Jay-Z is next and his thing is coming up and blah, 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 all this stuff. This is crazy. First question for you. Do you believe it?
I believe black men are innocent until proven guilty.
Okay, period. But do you believe it?
I mean, you know what's crazy? A lot of people have been asking me that, like, in my DMs, and been like, your girl man, your girl husband, blah, 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 snap. I mean, honestly, I feel like, at the end of the day, I love Beyonce, but then people don't got nothing to do with me. Like, if that man is wrongfully, if that man is wrong for what he did, then by all means, like, go to jail. Do what you, like, do whatever happens. But, like, I just feel like it's weird to me. This is what I think that is weird. What did I put? I put some stuff. I said, what is weird, people see a caption of Jay-Z minor and y'all pray on Beyonce's downfall.
Oh, well,
that's what bothers me. And I feel like it bothers me. It also bothers me is that I feel like, I mean, do I think that the music industry is dark? Yes. Do I think that possibly, I don't know. I feel like 13 is a bit of a stretch of a minor. I don't know, but like. But
also, this is hella long ago. We also have to remember this is so long ago and things were very different back then. Like cancel culture wasn't really a thing. Yeah. A lot of people got away with a lot of stuff back dirty in the day. Stuff,
yeah.
And we must be honest. These people do a lot of dark, evil things because they don't think that anybody can touch them. Yeah. So do I believe it? I believe there's some truth to, there's definitely some truth to it.
Like, and honestly, people have been dissecting Jay-Z's, like, honestly, whole career lately since the Diddy thing because they just, and I've been seeing a lot of stuff and, like, there are some dark shit that travels behind him. Like, did you see that thing recently where it was just, like, they had, like, a mistress of his that, mysteriously died or something like that?
Yep.
So it's, like, do I think that these things could possibly be coming to fruition now? Yeah. Possibly, yeah. But it's just, like, am I ever going to stop listening to Beyonce? No.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't think she has anything to do with it.
And that's what I'm saying. And, like, people try to insinuate that by saying, like, a female was watching in the corner lurking. I just think it's weird that, like, people are just trying to, like, take down, I don't know, black billionaires. I don't know. I'm personally standing with him until it's proven otherwise. That's how I feel.
Yeah, but I mean, they're trying to take, I don't think that it really has anything to do, because I mean, I remember he had made his statement too, and he basically said, oh, you're trying to take down like a, he said a young black man.
He's not young.
Yeah, but we gotta be, I don't know about young, but take down a black man. But I mean, honestly, billionaires do a lot of messed up stuff.
I do think that it is because he's black as well. I really do, because I mean, we just elected a white man in the presidency who had multiple rape allegations, who had multiple
which was ridiculous, which is ridiculous.
And it's just like these white people stick together when their kind do fucked up things.
Well, the Epstein guy got canceled. Who was also after a
what,
billionaire.
After what? Who was, he's still thriving.
But I mean, he's dead.
Oh.
What?
That's he's still thriving. Know, I don't think no shit.
Yeah, he's actually not alive anymore, and he actually unalived himself in prison.
Wait, he did?
Yes. But
well, how long ago was that?
Girl. Talk about, well, he's still thriving. No. But, I mean, shoot.
I do think it has a lot to do with race, and I do think, I honestly do.
You think the Jay-Z thing has to do with race? I think it just has to do with Diddy is having his day, and, you know, somebody obviously sees Diddy having his day, and they're like, look, this is my opportunity to be able to speak up. Mm-hmm. Because there probably have been many of people who have had these terrible experiences with these people who were scared to speak up, but now that they see other people speaking up, they feel like they're comfortable to do so, which I think is it needs to happen. Trey Songz next. You know what I be saying.
But here's the thing, and I agree with you, but here's the thing that I feel like is the difference between the Diddy and the Jay-Z trial is Diddy settled in less than 24 hours. And
Jay-Z, the Cassie thing?
Yes. And Jay-Z is like, no, I'm going to fight for my innocence. So anybody who is fighting for their innocence a little bit, I feel like, I mean, I have to give them the opportunity to be able to do that. Like, I'm not about to just like go against anybody. And even like with the Diddy thing, with the Diddy case, it was multiple, like, factual evidence that was provided. And, like, this is just...
Well, we don't know what is being provided because...
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because we don't know yet. So I'm just not going to be like...
No, but I'm not going to sit here and say he is guilty because obviously I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just giving my general opinion about... I do think that a lot of dark stuff happens. I've seen it firsthand. We all have. And... Do I think that this is the first thing that's going to come out on Jay-Z? No. I don't think it's the first. I don't think it's the last. I think that a lot of more people are going to feel comfortable coming out about stuff. And just kind of with how the Diddy situation unfolded, everybody going to have a story. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be some people with proof and there's going to be some people without it. And, you know, everybody will have their day. I don't want, obviously, the downfall of anybody.
Yeah.
Especially when there's families involved who are innocent and kids involved that are innocent. But, it is. It's Sloan Bella said it.
Sloan Bella said it. I don't even know who that is, but you know what's funny?
Freaking psychic.
To see 50 Cent.
What?
He really is unfiltered as fuck.
What'd he say?
Because they went like the same, like the day that the lawsuit came out about Jay-Z, obviously the next day, Blue and Beyonce and all of them,
the
Lion King, the Mufasa.
Oh, that was cute.
Premiere.
Yeah.
50 gonna post it and be like, have Jay-Z talking to Beyonce and Blue. Mm-hmm. And he captioned it. Jay said, they trying to accuse me of raping some minor. Y'all get ready so we can go to that Mufasa.
What? Like, he said that while they were getting
ready? He's saying that to them. Like, I put a little thing that he said it, but I'm like, he's like, I would not want to be his enemy because he do not take nothing seriously.
50 Cent is crazy. 50 Cent is crazy.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, I feel like I hope justice to whoever it is, but like, as of right now, I feel like, I mean, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, definitely innocent until proven guilty. But I don't know.
I just hope Beyonce don't get wrapped up in nothing. I'm just being honest.
I know, right? I mean, of course you don't want that to happen. It's Queen Bee, the most sweetest lady ever. But
you think she do dirty stuff?
I don't. She's probably never done anything overly malicious. I don't know.
I think Beyonce has a great mother.
We've all done stuff. We've all done stuff in the world that we are not proud of. Some, you know, worse than others. I'm telling you, the freaking 90s and the early 2000s was a different time for these people, especially in their prime.
I've never done anything that bad to where, like, if I were to get exposed, it would be like, oh, she's going to jail.
I don't think I've ever done anything that bad either to where it's like, that's been like, you're really a bad person.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've probably done one thing that I'm, like, not proud of, but...
What? We gonna have to bleep out so much.
But it wasn't like but he was nothing happened. Like, it wasn't like really just against, it went against my morals, but it wasn't like a violent thing or like, you know, anything like that, but it just went against my morals because I am a good person and I, you know.
Yeah, I don't I mean, honestly, I really don't. I can't think of anything right now.
Sorry.
That was hilarious.
That's funny. I could count on my hand how many things that I've done that were really morally wrong, which is probably about two, maybe three things.
Can you think of anything I've done morally wrong? Because I'm really trying right now.
Many. I'm just kidding.
I used to steal water, packs of water. I got caught stealing when I was 16. And the best thing about it is I had money.
I never really felt bad stealing
from
companies.
Yeah, those aren't like morally wrong
things. I feel like stealing from people is bad.
Stealing from people is bad. Yeah, stealing from department stores like Sears when I was 16 was not bad. Yeah. Sears was already going out of business then.
I wouldn't consider that to be like, oh my God, you're a terrible person. Yeah. But like stealing from somebody,
I feel like stealing from someone is very low.
Yeah, it's morally incorrect. And yeah, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But
yeah, I would say that. Bullying that girl on BGC, that was morally incorrect of me. That was wrong. I felt bad immediately after. We've talked about that a million times. But that's something that I can count on my fingers. But yeah, I don't know. We are good people. So we would never be exposed for anything as serious as, you know, the things that billionaires do have access to.
And then I'm like, I was thinking about this because people with all this money, it's like, how do you, I mean, I guess seeing it from a different, like, they have different set of eyes than us. So I don't know, like, with that type of power, what comes with that. But right now, I just feel like I'd be innocent to it. Like, you know, like, I don't feel like I need that much money. I just want to be able to take care of the people that I love.
Right.
And not be, and that's it. Like, I feel like I would be content with taking care of the people I love and taking care of myself.
Right.
And not stressing bills. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. I randomly had a dream last night that I was arguing with Kai Cenat about random.
It's because you had a freaking argument with that leprechaun.
Yeah.
And then another one came in.
But I was arguing with him about having a cap of like what celebrities should make, because I feel like a lot of people are trying to expose celebrities because they're mad at how much money that they have.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're mad at that their life isn't the same as like how glamorous these celebrities look or how they're accessible or how they're able to do these things. That's why I also feel like there's this thing going on TikTok right now where ignoring celebrities.
Oh, yes.
And I'm just it just seems corny to me.
It's some hater stuff.
It's
for
really
sure.
Like we're in the world of hater, right?
No, here's the thing.
But like,
everybody wants to be that. Everybody wants to be rich. Everybody wants to be famous. So when they realize that that's not what's destined for them, they are against it and they hate it. I mean, shoot, when I was broke, I hated rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I got a little pocket change in my pocket, I'm like, y'all haters. Yeah. You know, so I mean,
stop,
I've been there.
Haters. Right. I mean, I don't know. I'm honestly being honest. I've always thought that, like, I guess maybe I haven't reached for the stars enough because I'm just like, I don't think.
What do you mean?
I don't think of. How am I saying this?
Like, you're content.
Yeah, maybe that's wrong.
Being
to
a bum.
Be.
I'm just kidding.
It may be. Just joking, not just even content with being a bum, but just like
not everybody has to want that.
A million, like I can. Yeah. Of course, the more the merrier, the best, the greatest it is. But yeah. I've always like I had an argument, like a real life argument, one time. Mm-hmm. Years ago, mm-hmm. when I said even the president has a cap on what he's supposed to make yearly. Of course, mm-hmm. you can have sources and get money from other sources and incomes mm-hmm. around you.
How much does
the
president make?
It's supposed to be like a cap at like 200,000.
That's
literally,
it?
That's it. Or 300,000 something. Look it up, Corey. But it's right. That's fact the check. Cap that is at the fact check. But that's the cap. And I do feel like there should be 400,000.
Oh, 400,000?
Exactly.
That's it to be the president?
To be the president. So I do think that
I'm
like,
sorry, that's crazy.
People like firefighters, policemen, teachers, like lawyers, doctors. Of course, there are some lawyers and some doctors that do make money. But like people who really have like these real jobs. Yeah. Should be paid way more.
I'm sorry, but the president only making $400,000.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just
there's
like,
football players that make less.
Exactly.
I mean, more than
and
that.
Like, I feel like it should be more. Like, there shouldn't be as many millionaires and billionaires as they are mm-hmm. when there's so many low.
No, I don't think that there should be a cap. I think that if you make a certain amount of money, you should be required to like have to give back in a certain way.
Yeah. Because
it is not
way,
right that there are billionaires in like keep in mind in LA.
Low class.
In LA, we have so many homeless people and we have yeah. so many rich people. And it's just like, bro.
Yeah, I don't know about maybe like, I don't know what it could be, but it just like how they have a cap on the president. Like it's
well, I know who to not make, you not make president, you. Because you're like, well, I don't know.
I'm giving it all to, look, I could change my mind. I'm open to multiple different opinions about things. You know, like yeah. I can hear people out.
Yeah.
But like, I do think that, I mean, I don't know. I've always felt that way though.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, see, I feel like I could be a lot richer if I really put
your mind
forward.
To it.
Yeah.
I know
for a fact that I could be, but also I also am just like, I'm cool. Like I'm yeah. chilling. I don't need, you know, the utmost like multi-millionaire. I don't really need that. I'm chilling.
But
if I wanted to, I feel like I would be able
and,
to.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I yeah. really don't. I feel like by all means necessary. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a multi-billionaire, millionaire, by all means do that. And like, I'm not saying that I would never want that or aspire that for myself, but I'm just right. like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I thought about that. I've said that before. I'm just like.
Yeah. I just talked to a boy kind of about that. And
I'm just a chill girl.
I'm just a
I really am chill just girl. A chill girl.
No, I talked to some guy about that and he was like, we were kind of talking about that. And he was like, oh, so you would just be okay being content. Like,
and
you know,
it sounds sad. It sounds weird.
No, but I said, yeah, like I would be fine with I would be fine being content at like a certain level
yeah.
of, you know, financial freedom.
Yeah.
I do want to be financially free. I don't want to have to think about money yeah. really. But like, I don't need to be like getting Bentleys every 2 months.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I mean.
You know?
Yeah, I would like the financial freedom to be mm-hmm. able to like not look at my bank account and stress.
Right.
And I would, and if I could, I would take care of my entire family.
Right, right, right.
And that's same. A lot of people to take care of. So right. if that's the type of rich that I would want to be.
Same.
So, you know, like, and that obviously would entail a couple millions.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not saying
more than
that,
a couple.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. So I would yeah. want that. I do want that. But I think that, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. But speaking of Jay-Z, though, also, because we did write this down. It's whatever. I guess he had told MIA. Is that
yeah.
her name, right? That
mm-hmm.
she had, like, needed a nose job.
Okay, and here's the thing.
Oh, Lord, here she go. Miss Vane, Miss Vanity, speak on it. She's going to say, well, if you need a nose job, something like that. Go ahead. Tell the people what you think.
Here's the thing. Personally, we both know someone who got a nose job and it changed their life, the whole trajectory of their career.
Who do we know? Oh, she did.
And
I didn't know she had a nose job.
And somebody told her. Verbatim was like,
can I see a picture of her without it?
No, I don't know. I don't.
You don't have one?
No, I don't. Why would I have one?
Does it look very, very different?
Oh,
she looks like a way different person.
Oh, like a complete, like it. And that's what I'm saying.
I know a girl who also had a nose job, and she looks like a completely different person to the point where I don't even recognize her when I see her out.
And did it help?
Oh, way.
Was it an embellishment? An
she used to be Miss. She used to be Miss Known. And now she's missed
it. She missed it. Like, and so I'm sorry. I hate it. I hate to
but
say
But I don't
it.
Think she, MIA, needs a nose job that bad because I think that it goes with her ethnically.
I hate that type of shit. Like, I like how Jay-Z is like made his, I mean, not Jay-Z.
Honestly, Jay-Z can't tell nobody.
Yeah, of course not. That's the thing about yeah. it. But like, I mean, by all means, love who you are. Be yourself.
Be who you are.
By all means. I think Hollywood is kind of jaded me a little bit because there's a lot of things that I didn't care about until I even came out here.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest about that. But, like, I do think, like, Jay-Z is in the industry and he mm-hmm. knows that sometimes certain things sell a little bit more. Sex sells. And are we going to be honest? Like, sex sells.
No, it does. I mean, I remember when I even did music and the people around me, like, we want you to be sexier and, like, da-da-da, all this stuff. And I was like, I want to make R&B. Like, yeah. I don't want to do that. But, I mean, yeah, there are going to be people who tell you that. I don't think it's that crazy for anybody to tell you that.
Especially if somebody is investing money into mm-hmm. you. And, like, I think it's just, like, all coming around the time where he's just, like, where they're trying to, like, pile all this on him. But, like, I mm-hmm. honestly, in my head, I was just like, if you're going to pay for it, by all means. Right. Like, I told you about that time a guy said something about my chin?
No.
I didn't tell you this. And this was honestly, I had already, he didn't make me self-conscious about
it. Is this before the?
He didn't make me self-conscious about it because I had mm-hmm. already thought about that because mm-hmm. I'm too skinny. I was too skinny to have a double chin. But I remember I was like laughing at a joke he said. And I was like, and you literally, whole neck out, ha, ha, ha. And he was like, baby girl, you got to get that fixed. Tap that.
Oh, no.
And he was rich. And I was like, I have no problem with you speaking on it if you're going to pay for it.
Right.
And then, like, you know, I stopped talking to him, obviously, but, like...
He said that? He was a guy you talked to.
It was a guy that I was talking to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, uh-uh. No, I'm not gonna lie. That's crazy as hell.
Isn't that crazy?
He too sass McGrath.
Sass McGrath. And he tapped it.
I would have beat.
Nah. I was like, unless you pay for it, don't worry about what's on my face.
That's actually too much.
Yeah, and then, like, probably, like, 2-3 years late, because I had been self-conscious about it, but, like, a year or two later, I was just like... I'm getting this done.
Look, honestly, anything I've ever thought in my head, I'd be like, I'll go get that done.
Exactly. And that's why I'm just like, honestly, I'm like.
I'm about to get a lip lift.
Really? Well,
I want to go to this guy specifically. He's booked out for like 2 years. I DM'd him. I said, look, Pookie, I'll pay you.
And which one?
He's in, you're not going to know him. He's kind of low key, but he really, he does the best scarring. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm more concerned about, that scar.
Yeah.
But I need a lip lift because. Filler doesn't work for me. Filler dissolves like in 2 weeks, y'all. I'm not even joking. Like, I will get my lips done and then it'll look like I got it dissolved like 2-3 weeks later. Like, it just.
Your lips look filled right now.
I just got my lips done. They were so.
Oh.
I just got them done, like, literally, Shy, not joking you, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot. My upper lip, it's the shape of my lip because my lip, like, I don't know. Anyways, regardless, I wanna do it, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. But you have a problem with somebody telling you to do it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I don't want nobody to tell me to do anything, obviously. Like, you know,
I feel like if it's beneficial.
If you ask me, I'll tell you, though.
Yeah.
Like, remember, what do I be telling you?
What?
That we should get together.
She be sending me, like, these things, like, just sending them with no words. And I'm like, you trying to tell me to do this. It's this, like, eyelid lift.
No, she it's not an eyelid. Eyelid. It's the bleph. It's, like, the eyelid bleph removal or something. And I'm like, we should get this together. And she's like, so are you, like, trying to say something? And but, I mean, I'm just like, it's something we could get together because, like, I feel like we both have fat eyelids. But it's not a big thing. It's not like we have to get it. But, like, eventually, as we age, like, this is going to start getting saggy or our face is going to get saggy. But I'm going to want a facelift probably at 30 freaking five.
No.
So, I mean, honestly, I just think, you know.
Honestly, we've always said, you know, y'all to each his own. Like, love who you are. Love the skin that you're in. But we are not aging gracefully. We've said it a million times.
You're on the wrong podcast.
That's us. Right. That's not you. That's not your trajectory.
Yeah, we'll do the lipo if we need it. We'll do the chin lipo. We'll do the facelift if we need it. We'll do lip filler, lip lift.
Yeah, I will do whatever I feel like I need. And my mom, like, she be on me. Like, all of my sisters be on me. And I'm like... Y'all could do a little Botox too. So leave, get out of my face.
I remember one time, oh my God, I told my friend that she needed Botox because she had did something and I saw the wrinkles in her forehead and then they stayed. They stayed in her forehead and I said, you need some Botox.
Yeah.
And she was like, some of us want to age gracefully.
Yeah, no, my friend said the same thing. I was like, oh, excuse
my bad. But with us, I feel like we'll just tell each other that. So I was, you know, you have to have be with the right friend to tell them the right thing.
But honestly, I have been chilling on the Botox. I really have. I've been chilling. Like, I haven't gotten Botox in damn near, like...
And you haven't needed it. Mm-hmm. I just got Botox the other day, so it's starting to kick in. But Botox gives Shy a headache.
Yeah, Botox gives me a headache. That's why I don't really do it.
Same with my mom. I feel like, have we ever said that? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, Shy's taking a break from Botox until January.
Yeah.
She's taking a break. That sounds so funny. Right. I was taking a break, too, but baby...
You know what I need a break of?
What?
Always seen... Neo forcing his polyamorous relationship on us. Why are you forcing that? yeah. on us on social media. I don't give a damn.
I just talked to my my little boo about that last night, and I was like, I think it's because he's a homo. Can I say that? Is that bad? I can say whatever I want. No, yeah, because, I mean, as I said, you know, I think when men are not satisfied with a woman, they go looking for it in other places. But that's been rumored for years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know if it's true.
They said that in the Great Depression.
He could be bisexual.
I could see bisexual.
Yeah. I don't know. I could see it, but... So is he forcing it on us? Is he talking about
it
all the time?
Consistently in the
blog. Who were the girlfriends?
No clue. Oh, okay. Not the slightest clue. So it's consistently in the blogs. And it's like, by all means, do whatever you want to do. But we don't have to keep hearing about why you're doing it. Like, cool. I feel like it's like a grab at attention. It's cool you get bitches. Like, yeah, cool. It's like, teach his own. I love that. But I was thinking about it because I had a story about when Neo was actually with his wife, Crystal at the time.
Yeah.
And this is when I first was coming to LA, and I'm like, one of my friends was like just bringing me around, like all the celebrities, all the parties, mm-hmm. Diddy's included. No, I'm just kidding. But true. Like just going around like all these parties, and like Neo had like a little like a something at his place, and I was fully clothed. Somebody threw me in the pool, like mm-hmm. one of my homeboys threw me in the pool, fully fucking clothed. Mm-hmm. And I remember like, okay, now I gotta get my like.
Okay, now I gotta get my life together.
Yeah, now I have to like dry my clothes to put them back on to go. So I was like in hiding out.
Right.
And so my homeboy, he gave me a wife beater. Because I was upset. I was just like, why the hell would you do something like that? Like, especially at this type of event.
Right.
So like I'm in hiding out. Like I'm in the bathroom in his wife beater with nothing else underneath.
Right.
Literally nothing. Like I'm putting everything in the dryer that's mm-hmm. in like the little area. I go outside for like 2 seconds to check on my clothes. Mm-hmm. I remember Crystal saying to me, like his wife at the time, mm-hmm. My husband is here, so you need to go back wherever you was at. I was in. People have been disrespecting me.
And what did you say?
I was and I understood it.
No, I get it.
But I was like, first of all, back in the day, back when I was like, this was like 23, 24, mm-hmm. I was a twig. Right. So I was like, in my mind, I was still not even sexualized or being.
You was just like a little tall boy.
Like in my head for the longest. Like mm-hmm. I really like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking anything of it, but I was embarrassed. So I was really in hiding out. And everybody had seen me get thrown into the pool. They had threw like other people in the pool too, but I was trying not to be one of them for real. So she was like, I don't know wherever you came from, but you need to go back there.
And what did you say?
And she was like, my husband, my man is around here.
What did you
say? And I was just like,
okay.
I was like, all right.
My bad.
I hear you. My bad.
Damn, that's crazy that she.
She checked. She didn't play that. Absolute shit out of me. And now her ex husband is in a polyamorous relationship.
No, but I was just gonna say she was strict about that, but she was not strict enough with him because. He was a cheater. And she knew it. She must have known it that her man was like that.
And you know what's funny? It was just, to me, it was just like, I was literally like going by the dryer. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't frolicking and lollygagging.
Like, hey,
titties.
My A cup.
Yeah, literally. I was like 100 pounds soaking wet.
Right.
So, but I'm like, I get it. And by all means, it reminded me of one time where a long time ago, one of my homegirls was staying with me. And mm-hmm. she kind of was like in the same outfit. Mm-hmm. And like my man was with me too.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Remember
this.
That? And I was just like
maybe put on some clothes.
Maybe put on a bra.
Yeah, no.
You know
no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
saying?
No.
So it's just like
I don't even do that around people. Ugh.
No, remember one time I gave you like these mini shorts?
When?
When Evan was at my house and like and I, you were like, you have some clothes, you're standing out in my house too. Uh-huh. Cause we were like, I don't know, something was going on. Uh-huh. And you were like these little tiny ass shorts.
Yeah, no, I'm not wearing nothing skimpy around nobody, man. I don't even feel comfortable. Put me in a baggy pant and a baggy thing.
And that's how, and I was like, so I didn't say nothing. I was like, I get it, I guess.
Right. Also, y'all, I have the advice. Let's get into the advice.
Okay, cool.
Because we about to have to wrap this.
I found a long one, too.
I did, too. Who is it from? Because I have one that's very long.
No, you can read it.
Okay. Advice for podcast. Hi, Winter. I'm currently going through a breakup/break with my boyfriend of a year. We have a very unique bond. We were friends first, so our relationship is very special, and we've met each other's entire families, adopted a cat, discussed getting married and our future together, etc. He needs a second job, and my seasonal job was hiring, so I put him on a few weeks later. A few weeks later, I found out he was cheating on me with one of our coworkers. She came to me. There's picture proof and all. I left work to go to his house and crash out because I later had to work with him and it was very embarrassing at work. and just in general. They both claimed they didn't sleep together and that he just wanted them to be friends. I know that's a lie because he's not stupid. I slept him the same night. I slept with him the same night, unfortunately, because I went outside the same night to my homegirl's Airbnb birthday party. Since then, we had a sober conversation. I think I would like to give him a second chance only because our bond is unique and I think I would regret not at least trying again. So I'm making him start all over. I need gifts, dates, him picking me up every time, no more sleepovers, no more sex, etc. Laugh my ass off. What should I do? Also, I'm 19. Please hear me out. You lost me at 19.
You lost me from the beginning. I was confused for a little while. She was giving
y'all,
a lot of
when you guys send advice, please make sure the grammar is proper so that I can read it. I'm sorry. No, because it's so hard. Like, can we please put periods where they need to be, commas where they need to be?
Yeah. They be thinking we the ones illiterate.
Right. But you're 19 years old. Girl, if you don't let that man go.
That man go. Honestly, at
cheating
19.
Cheating with a coworker that at a job I put you
what
on?
What do you think? This is baby boy?
Yeah. Oh, what?
No. Yeah, honestly, at 19, you feel like this is the love of your life. And, like, right. By all means, he could be. You never know. But, right. Like, I'm telling you.
It ain't worth it.
It don't be worth it sometimes. Yeah. And did she say they were living together?
No, she didn't. They don't live together.
Okay.
But 19 years old, they probably still live with their mama.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would say if the girl came to you and showed you the picture proof, maybe she showed you the picture proof. And if he would disrespect you like that, I think it's time
at
to.
At your job? What?
What? What? It's on the floor. What?
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's a fucking roach or something.
What?
I don't step on it, Shy.
What?
Shy, it's a fucking bug.
Okay, go.
No, it's like under there.
Okay, I got it.
You see it?
I don't, but I'll deal with it.
I need to get my purse.
It's okay.
Bro,
it's okay.
It's not. It was big as fuck.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Okay.
No. Oh, it's right there. It's right there. It's right there.
It's right there.
It's right there. It's why your foot, Corey?
It's fine. It's fine.
He stepped
okay.
on it.
It's okay. Here.
Oh
okay.
my
here.
God. Oh my God.
Here.
You okay. stepped on it. Babe. Where is it?
Here.
Okay. Thank you.
What was oh it? My God. I need a. Hey, I'm about to. I'll be finished.
What was it? A cricket or a
raccoon? I don't know. But
it's. No, give me 2 seconds.
It's a fucking rock!
You're stepping on it.
You're stepping on it.
All right. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay. I got it.
Oh, my God,
y'all.
Let's
wrap it. All right. Y'all, it was a roach. We got to get up out of here.
Oh, my goodness. We got to.
Y'all, thank you for watching.
We love you so much. Thank you for watching.
Bye.
We're going to be filming a lot of Patreon content, so check into that, okay?
Bye, guys.